What's up, man? All right, guys, today's quick. It's not gonna be a quick video. Hopefully, it's not a quick video. I got a test at the DMV in about an hour or so to get my CDL permit. But this is a video that I had to make, and the video is titled Florida, Don't Vote for This Dirty Jew, James Fishback. So, as you guys probably know by now, there's a Florida wannabe groiper governor by the name of James Fishback. And by the way, guys, Fishback, his real name is Fishbach, which is Yiddish for fish brook. Okay, so now he's coming off as this anti-Zionist fuck you Netanyahu, when in reality he is one of them. So for those of you guys who don't know about James Fishback, he's 30 years old. He is in a lot of legal and financial issues. In fact, he is heavily indebted, and he got his Tesla repossessed because he defrauded his investors and companies he worked for. Guys, spend about 5 minutes doing your own research about James Fishback. Just go on Google, type in James Fishback lawsuit. You'll realize the guy is in a lot of legal and perhaps even criminal problems because he did have a relationship with an underage girl back when he was 26 years old. So James Fishback, guys, is getting pushed by the Zionist controlled media, even though he is supposedly anti-Zionist. Guys, Scam Danny was just here a couple of fucking weeks ago, okay, guys? Like, have you guys not learned anything from Scam Danny? You know, the guy who said, I'm gonna arrest Netanyahu, and the minute he became mayor, Scam Danny did, he went to the grave of a Jewish rabbi whose entire life was dedicated to genociding Palestinians. That's worse than going to the damn wall, if you ask me. So at the end of the day, guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, dudes, okay? If the Zionists shine a light on you, you are one of two things. Either you're controlled opposition or you are stupid idiots like burn, loot, murder. I mean, Black Lives Matter. So this is why you guys out there gotta understand and understand this really good, okay? There's a reason why MGTOW TV does not show up in Google search results, okay? There's a reason why you can't advertise MGTOW. There's a reason why my campaign for congressman is not going anywhere. That's how you know you are a real threat to the Jews, okay? If you are a real threat to the Jews, nobody's gonna know that you exist. If all of a sudden somebody comes out of nowhere and he's like, fuck you, Netanyahu, and he's all over the place, like James Fishback, he was on CNN, I think. He was on Tucker Carlson. Andrew Tate, who's a CIA asset, is promoting him. Eventually, Nick Fuentes is gonna promote him. Guys, when you get somebody like that coming out of nowhere and all of a sudden getting all this popularity, trust and believe that's Zionist-controlled opposition. Now, James Fishback, he works with Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss works with Larry Ellison. Larry Ellison works with Netanyahu. You guys see the fucking connection here? James Fishback works with Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss works with Larry Ellison. Larry Ellison works with Netanyahu. Now, some of you guys out there, you don't know who Larry Ellison or Barry Weiss is. TFM talked about them, but I'm going to give you a quick recap. Barry Weiss is Barry Weiss is a she. No, she's not a tranny faggot. It's a she, okay? Now, Barry Weiss, she's like 20-some years old, but she is a hardcore Zionist, okay? She is the one who runs the media empire for Larry Ellison. Now, Larry Ellison is a multi-billionaire Zionist. He is the guy who owns Oracle. Oracle is a multi-billionaire software company, okay? In fact, Larry Ellison provides both financial and data to the IDF. This just goes to show you how much of a hardcore Zionist Larry Ellison really is. So Larry Ellison, for those of you guys who don't know, he bought CBS, he just bought TikTok, and he's buying a lot of other media companies out there. And what he's doing is actually kind of smart. You see, there's a new app out there, and I'm going to be making a video about that later on because this video is about James Fishback. There's a new app out there called Upscrolled. So this Upscrolled app, it just came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden it's like number one in the app stores, and it's being downloaded by everybody. Everybody's promoting it. It's on Forbes. And this Upscrolled is apparently, it was founded by a Palestinian who used to work for Larry Ellison. Surprise, surprise. He saw his family members die in Palestine, and he's like, oy vee, I gotta fight back against the Jews. So he creates this app out of nowhere, and all of a sudden it's the number one app in the world that's taking down TikTok and Twitter. Bull fucking shit. That's a fucking psyop. And there's a reason why they don't have a mobile, they don't have a desktop version of Upscrolled. It's because desktops don't blow up in your pocket, if you know what I mean, right? So, going back to James Fishback, guys, you guys gotta understand, dudes. Like, if you come out of nowhere, you're on Zionist-controlled media, and you're going, fuck the Jews, you are Zionist-controlled position. Now, the reason why Larry Ellison is buying up all these media, social media companies, it's not because he wants to have people like Jews. It's simply because he wants to get all the anti-Zionists and herd them in one app. So Upscrolled has two points to it. Number one, all the anti-Zionists, you sit them in a corner somewhere, isolate them from the rest of the world. Number two, what you do is, because you got their data, obviously, you know who they are, you know where they are. Upscrolled, the company is founded in Australia. In Australia, they'll send you to prison if you don't say Netanyahu is the best person on the face of the planet. Their servers are located in Ireland. Ireland is subject to the EU Data Act, meaning that the authorities can confiscate the server, access the data as they will. This fucking Hijazi guy, the Palestinian founder, quote unquote, he lives in the UAE. UAE is more Zionist than Netanyahu. So you put all this shit together, Upscrolled is a fucking Zionist psyop. Okay, guys? So what the Jews are doing is, again, they're taking all the Zionists, they're telling them, go sit over there, motherfucker. That's number one. And number two is that they're gonna know who you are, where you are. Don't be surprised if your phone turns into a pager. Don't be surprised if you find yourself on a Palantir kill list if you download Upscrolled. You know, I actually downloaded Upscrolled yesterday. And then I deleted it. I deleted it because I'm like, hey man, this is a fucking psyop, dude. The fact that this guy is being paraded around UAE and Qatar and Forbes, which is a Zionist media conglomerate, is promoting him. I'm like, no, dude. This is a fucking psyop. If this is really a anti-Zionist app, like MGTOW, you would have never, ever heard of Upscrolled. Anyway, so let's go back to James Fishback, okay? James Fishback, his last name, Yiddish Fishbach, which stands for Fish Brook. If you look at the phenotype of James Fishback, the guy really does look like a fish, you know? That's number one. Number two, he's also half Colombian. Now, as you guys know, I own a business in Colombia. Let me tell you guys something about Colombia. Colombia was actually the first country, if you want to call it that, that the Spaniards wanted to gain a strong foothold in, okay? It started with Santa Marta, Cartagena, And you guys have to understand, I go to Cartagena a lot. In fact, I was in Cartagena a couple of days ago. And Cartagena, guys, was founded in the early 1500s, like just a couple of years after the Spanish Inquisition. For those of you who don't know, the Spanish Inquisition is when the Spaniards were like, get rid of the Jews, get rid of the Muslims. So what did the Spaniards do? They got rid of the Jews and Muslims by sending us off to Colombia. Guys, if you go to Colombia right now, okay, like the mestizos, not the natives, but the mestizos, the people who are Spaniards and they're mixed, they look far more like me, far more like fishback than they do like Spaniards. Because again, vast majority, I don't want to say a vast majority, but a good portion of Colombians, they were Jews and they were Muslims of Middle Eastern descent, Sephardic descent, who got kicked out 500 years ago from modern day Spain. And this is why when you guys go to Colombia, it's like you're in a Middle Eastern country, you know? So yes, even though Jew Boy, AKA, I call him Jew Boy, okay? Even though Fishback will tell you I'm Catholic, guys, as a business owner in Colombia, as somebody who knows Colombians who are listen, dudes, I know Colombians who own fucking multi-billion dollar property in Miami. In fact, the guy who used to own my restaurant before I did, I actually went to one of his buildings. He owns a building in Port St. Lucie, and it houses one of those banks, TD Bank, I think, you know. And that's one of his many properties in South Florida, you know. He was like, yeah, I got property all over South Florida. I even have a property in Port St. Lucie. I'm like, damn, dude, I'm like in Jensen Beach. I'm only a couple of miles away. So he's like, oh, my property's over there. I went to his property address, took a picture of it. And I'm like, oh, shit, this your property? He's like, yeah. So a lot of rich Colombians out there, when they're in Colombia, Jesus is King, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. But the minute their plane lands in Miami, they take out their small hat, okay, guys? And again, there is nothing wrong with being Jewish. I mean, again, you guys look at me. I'm Jewish, but yet I'm Muslim, you know? See, Judaism, you guys gotta understand something, okay? From Moses to Jesus, none of these prophets ever said, hey, Jew, what's up, okay? The word Jew is a word that's made up by Ashkenazis where they can manipulate it as they see fit, okay? The real descendants of, you know, the real Israelites are the descendants of Prophet Jacob, okay? Prophet Jacob, his God-given title was Israel. So Israelites are the descendants of his 12 sons, okay? So can you be a descendant of Israel and be a Muslim or a Catholic? Yeah, of course, because it's based on lineage. It's not based on religion, okay? So yes, it's okay to be a Jew of, it's okay to be a member of the tribe, so to speak. But it's not okay to be a dirty Jew. Once I start driving truck, guys, and making a few money, I'm gonna get my teeth done where I get out. There's something called a Hollywood smile, where they redo all your teeth. I heard it in Latin America, it's gonna cost anywhere from $5K to $7K in U.S. dollars. I'm probably going to do that once I start making some FU money driving truck. But anyways, this video is not about looks, Maxon. But going back to Jew Boy is that, yes, it's okay to be a member of the tribe. It's just not okay to be a dirty Jew. Like, Jew Boy is promising a lot of stuff that he cannot make, okay? Today, he said, I'm going to have public transportation all over Florida. My nigger. Florida is a long ass state. We are over 500 miles long, you know, from fucking Jacksonville all the way down to Key West. We're about 500 miles long, okay? We do have public transportation. It's called Tri-Rail. It's called Brightline. But you know what? We have Greyhound too. But you have to understand, public transportation for us is money losing, okay? So this guy, he just can't come out of nowhere and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have public transportation all over the state of Florida. At the same time, he's like, I'm gonna institute a sin tax, 50% tax on OnlyFans. Well, guess what, motherfucker? We don't have an income tax in the state of Florida. So what's this Jew nigger gonna do? Have income taxes now? You know, one of the, you know, Florida is one of the seven states that don't have income tax, okay? There's a big reason why a lot of truck drivers have residency in Florida, but they drive truck all over America. It's because we don't have a state income tax, okay? I am telling you guys, this dirty Jew, James Fishback, he's dirty. I've said this before and I'm gonna say this again, guys. When it comes to Zionists, they're like women, okay? Don't listen to what she says. Look at what she does, okay? We know that when it comes to women, well, the same thing with Zionists and dirty Jews, okay? You have a guy who's telling you all the right things, yet at the same time, if you look at his history, he is a scammer and a grifter, okay? He's a freaking fraud, a phony. I know a lot of you guys out there are desperate to believe that you actually have a candidate out there who says fuck you to the Zionists. Guys, the only candidate in Florida who genuinely says fuck you to the Zionist is me, and nobody knows I exist, because that's how the Zionists treat you if you are a genuine threat to them. Look at fucking Mamdani, guys. Remember Mamdani? I'm gonna arrest Netanyahu. But Mamdani was all over social media. He was all over the Zionist-controlled media. And now everybody's like, oh, we just got scammed. It's like, yeah. Yeah, I've been telling you that since probably day number 3 when I learned about Scam Danny. Same thing with Jew Boy. By the way, Jew Boy actually blocked me on Twitter. So that's because I called him out as a Colombian Jew, you know. Again, and if you look at James Fishback, all his videos is him at fucking high school. It's like, my nigger, you're a 30-year-old man. What the fuck you doing hanging out with underage people, dude? Like, we already know you're a fucking pedo, but now you're like rubbing it in our face. It's like, guys, again, I know a lot of you guys out there are desperate for Jesus Hitler. I know a lot of you guys are desperate for a savior, and the first person who says fuck the Jews, you're gonna go with. But I am telling you guys that they're controlled opposition. And by the way, guys, there are no good governors for the state of Florida, by the way. Like, I'm not gonna vote for governor, okay? I'm gonna vote for Bernard Taylor in my district, District 21, simply because I hate Brian Mast, okay? Brian Mast is a Zionist traitor. You all can look him up, Brian Mast, B-R-A-N-M-A-S-T. Just type in Brian Mast, traitor or Zionist. Spend 5 minutes. The guy's a piece of shit. Bernard Taylor is a black dude. Yes, he's lefty liberal, but I'll take that over fucking hardcore Zionist traitor, you know. But I'm not gonna be voting for a governor because, again, they all fucking suck. They literally suck Jew cock, you know. But the point that I want to get across to everybody out there watching this video, James Fishback is a dirty Jew. Look at his history, guys. Do your research. Just spend 5-10 minutes researching James Fishback. Simply Google James Fishback lawsuit, James Fishback underage minor. 10 minutes, you're gonna realize that this guy is a scumbag and possible pedo. He is actually being chased around the country by U.S. Marshals because they want to confiscate any property he has. They already confiscated his Tesla. Like, for you to get your car repossessed, that's literal nigger shit, you know, for you to get your fucking car repossessed, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, when you see somebody getting promoted on Zionist-controlled media, and they come out of nowhere, and they say, fuck the Jews, research that person. Research the organization, because trust and believe, everything is gonna say scumbag, fraud, scam, controlled opposition. Okay, guys? And lastly, guys, I'm running for Congress District 6 in the Palm Coast, Daytona area. I know a lot of you guys out there think, yeah, no, probably not gonna happen. You guys have to understand, dudes, I got a fucking food truck that I can put banners on and drive up and down US-1. You guys need to understand, dudes, like, I'm going up against Randy Fine or Aaron Baker. I'm not going up against fucking, you know, you guys gotta understand something, man. You guys gotta understand this and understand this really good. Like, if you're a fucking loser in life, become a politician. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills who can't understand shit the first time around. If you are a loser and failure in life, become a politician. Okay, guys? I am not going up against people who are morally, intellectually superior to me. I'm going up against fucking Zionists. I'm going up against opportunistic people who want money and fame. Again, if people knew that I existed, you guys have to understand, man, like TFM said, the Jews for the past 6+ years, actually, now we're 2026, for the past 6 years, the Jews, they took us, MGTOW, off of the internet, and they put us in a little corner. And yet, TFM, he's still getting almost 1,000 people watching his live streams, okay? I'm still getting several hundred people watching my videos. So, imagine if the average American had access to me. Dudes, I would wipe the ground with Aaron Baker. I'd wipe the ground with Randy Fine. But again, the problem is they don't know I exist. So, like I said, guys, I'm going to go take my CDL permit. I'm going to start doing the 13 practice lessons where I drive the truck, shit like that. I'm really hoping to get my CDL permit, my CDL. The whole thing, not the permit, but the actual CDL license. I'm really hoping to get that by the end of February. Find a job. And once I get that job, guys, I'll be able to, like, get my truck out to the Daytona area. I'm actually going to be looking for truck companies I can work for in the Daytona area. If any of you guys know trucking companies that will hire a CDL student out of a CDL school around the Daytona area, Daytona, Orlando, those areas, North Florida, that would be great, even Jacksonville. Because my goal, guys, is to drive truck, and then the day I get off, I'll just drive my truck up and down US-1 in my district, District 6, with my banners on them. That's really my goal, okay, guys? So if any of you guys out there know any trucking companies in North Florida that will hire you, and, you know, you can come back, like, once a week to your home base, that would be awesome. Let me know in the comment sections or DM me here on MGTOW TV. But at the end of the day, guys, yeah, James Fishback is a dirty Jew. Don't vote for him, and don't vote for anybody in the... I would not vote. I know TFM tells you guys, you gotta vote. But if all the options are bad, who are you gonna vote for? I wouldn't even bother voting. I mean, The only time you guys can legit vote for a third party is if you guys have somebody like me. But if all the options are bad, if all the options are Zionist-controlled opposition, then you're just playing their game, you know? So, for you guys out there who live in District 6, which is the Daytona area, when it comes time for the congressional elections in November, you want to have a throwaway vote, you know, vote Amer Mitwali. You know, that's all I'm going to say. But at the end of the day, guys, if all you have is fucking Democrats, Republicans, and their options suck, and they suck Jew cock, just don't bother voting. I mean, yeah, I get it if you want to throw away your vote to a third party, but yeah, I mean, if you have a legit third party or even a third candidate, I'd be like, okay. But here's the thing, dudes. Like, for real, even if you vote, even if a Democrat or a Republican tells you, oh yeah, bro, I'm anti-Zionist, shit like that, and you vote for them, they're gonna do a 180 like Scam Danny did. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion. So, and as you guys know, the whole point of this is that if I win in November, this will open the floodgates for MGTOWs all over the country. Like, as of right now, you guys can join the MGTOW Party of Florida. We do have a MGTOW Party of Florida. This isn't make-believe. This isn't pretend. You can legit join the MGTOW Party of Florida. Let's see if I have it with me. Where is it? Okay, there it is. There it is. Look. It has my address on it, but then again, my address is like all over the internet, so it doesn't care. See? God damn it. See, guys? MGTOW. Yeah, we got a real motherfucking party in the state of Florida, guys. You guys can join the MGTOW Party of Florida. You guys can actually run for fucking office in the state of Florida. So that's what I'm saying, guys. Even if I don't win in November, as long as people know that I exist, as long as people know that there is a third party out there, guys, we win. We motherfucking win, dudes. This is what you guys need to understand. It's like fucking the original Rocky, you know? The original Rocky, he lost, you know? Rocky lost in the original Rocky, he lost. But he went the distance, and to him, that's all that mattered. For me, it's not about winning, even though I definitely like that. It's about having people know that we exist. If people are like, oh shit, there's a MGTOW party out there, and they're the real deal, that's it. We motherfucking won. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna head off to the DMV, get my practice test, and I'll let you know later on if I passed or failed. All right, guys, see you in the next one. Peace.